Okay, we're on part four of Tashlich. Okay, so today we're going to do part four of Tashlich and Parshas Nitzavim. And then I'll wish everyone a Ksiva Chasima Toiva for the Avim Mincha. And then Tzom Gedalia will be back. As Hashem, I'm going to be giving the Nida Shir from 10 to 11. And then we'll have our regular shiur, I don't know, 12 to 1, 1 to 1:30, you know, something in the earliest side of things. Then there'll be mincha, wherever, and we'll deal with it as we do. Okay? Okay. There is a famous medrash in the Parshas Emor, on Bachodesh Shvi Becha Bachodesh. And it discusses the original Rosh Hashanah . So it says like this B'shar, last line B'shar Rishona Allah B'machshava HaKadosh Baruch Hu was thinking of the creation. Bashniya nisyaitz im malachei asharis. In the second hour of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked the opinion of the malachei asharis. Bashlishis, the third hour, kanas afaro. I mean, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu took offer from all over the world to create man. I mean, this most probably is this you know, there's Yom Shishi, you know, the Yom Shishi of creation. And it's the day of Rosh Hashanah, the creation of man. So in the third hour, he took the offer from all Bervi's Goblo. He put, you know, water onto the offer to make a mass. B'chamishis rikmo. In the fifth hour, he made a form. B'shishis aso golem. As he made a whole person, you know, from bones and things. B'shvis nafak bo neshama. And the seventh hour, Hashem blew a neshama in. B'shminis hichniso legan Eden, right? B'tshis nitzava. In the ninth hour, he was told not to eat, right? From the Eitz Hadas. B'asiris over. In the tenth hour, he already violated what Hashem said. Ba'acharasre nidon, in the 11th hour he was judged, and b'shtemesre yotza bedimus, and in the 12th hour he was freed, as he was exonerated. So the Medrash says, "Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Adam, zeh siman l'banecha shem shamarato lefanai b'din hayom hazeh v'yatzosa b'dimus." Just like you stood in judgment and you went out free, kach hasid b'banecha l'amod lefanai b'din b'yom hazeh v'yotzim lefanai b'dimus. Himosai b'chodesh shvi b'chol chodesh. So this, I believe, the Ran Rosh Hashanah quotes this Medrash, that this is the source that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin, because in the Chumash it doesn't say anywhere that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin. We have a Mishnah, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, from Masechta Rosh Hashanah, that Barba Prakim Ha'olam Nidon, that we're judged four times during the year, on Pesach HaLatzvua, on Shavuos, and Sukkos HaMayim, and Shavuos HaPeiros HaElon, and Rosh Hashanah is called by Olam, Orvim Lefon of Kivnei Mara. So, you see, Adam HaRisha was created, and he goes through what happened every hour of the day of his original creation. and he was judged, and he was excused on that day. So that's down, it's an important medrash. Somebody asks you, how do you know that Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin? So you say, that what? The Ran quotes from the medrash. I believe the Ran has it from the medrash, and the Mishnah says, Atazayin Amr Aleph. So if you look in the Sefer Torah Lashma by the Ben Ish Chai, that's the Tshuvas of the Ben Ish Chai, on page 3, so he has a question. Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos, you do Tashlich or not? We saw already from Mount Gidrov Yaakov that what? Not to, because they'll call... in many communities, Minig always was not to. That was before, you know, when I was growing up. Or in Brooklyn, you know, not to, because there was no Erevim. So, of course, no one was going to go to Tashlich at Shabbos because they had to carry the machzor, etc. And people who live in a community that people don't use the Erev so much for Shteitzich. And many of you live in communities where they use Erevin. So then it's a non-starter. But it takes away the whole excitement of the Shaila. Because the whole excitement of the Shaila of Tashlich and Rosh Hashanah doesn't have to do so much with the carrying. Carrying just makes it also for another reason. You understand? But the whole discussion in the Sfarim is about, like what we saw in the Magid of Rabbi Yaakov, what we're going to see now. So that was the question. That was number one. And Gamatzi Uleido, Im Nenas Velo Osot Seira Tashlich B'Yom Rishon, Im Yasenu B'Yom Sheni. In other words, what if you didn't say Tashlich, really supposed to say Tashlich on the first day of Rosh Hashanah? Could you say it on the second day? In other words, there is an inyan. The Arizal says that you're supposed to do tashlich. It's not what most people do. People eat the meal, right? And then they go to tashlich. But really, tashlich is supposed to be right before shkia. Okay? The Arizal said that. So is that minhag to do like the Arizal only if you're going to do it on the Yom Rishon? What if you're going to do it on the Yom Sheni Rosh Hashanah? Do you still have the minhag to do it before Shkia? Tshuva. Gam im chal Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos, Yasu Seder HaTashlich. Torah Lashma has good tshuvas. You should look at them. People don't Rav Abadi in a safe, he quotes in the Torah Lashma. People don't use the Torah Lashma. How many times did you ever look in the Torah Lashma in your life? Torah Lashma. Dr. Lamb wrote a sefer Torah Lashma. That was his doctorate. Dr. Norman Lamb's doctorate was what? On Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Torah Lashma. And Rabbi Berish Mandelbaum, you should know, who was the librarian here from 1948 to 1998. We were very close. He was from 1948 to 1998. He was the librarian here in YU, and he was praised. He praised it very much. Dr. Lamb's Torah Lashma. He didn't praise everything, every sefer that came into the library, but he praised. He very much thought it was very well done. Rabbi just said on the commentator, Rabbi Ari Berman, who may be the next president, he wrote a doctorate on Ger Toshev. Also, which I once had a conversation with Rav Nachum Rabinovich about Ger Toshev. So that's his question. So question number one is Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yom Shabbos, do you do Tashlich? And but what about this minute to do Tashlich late in the day? Is that only the first day or the second day? So he says, Gam Yuchal Rosh Hashanah B'Shabbos Yasu Seder Tashlich. And he says, L'didi Adif Tvei. Just the opposite of what we saw in the Magid Rav Yaakov. L'didi Adif Tvei Ne'otzem Ha'ora Shel Mincha Shabbos Shemizgala Be'es Rotzim. So it's the highest
time, the Eis Ratzon. When is the Eis Ratzon in the week? I mean, Mincha time. Late in the day is the Eis Ratzon. But on Mincha Shabbos, well, what is it called? No. Mincha Shabbos, what is that called? What is that time called? What? What? Ravin, the Ravin. What is, how do you spell Ravin? It's from the same word, Yehei Rava Kadamach. Ravin means Rotzon. Ravin, the Ravin means Rotzon of Rotzon. And that's this man of, you know, Mincha L'Shabbos, Al-Shuddas, it's called, right, in the Hasidic farm, it's called Ravin the Ravin. It's the Rotzon of the Rotzon. So Mincha L'Shabbos is the biggest Eis Ratzon in the whole week. And that's why he said we take the Sefer Torah out, we say Anitful Ochi, on my Minchal Shabbos, we say Anitful Tfilosi L'cha Hashem, what? Eis Ratzon. So he says, so therefore, that's such an apropos time. Because we want to have an Eis Ratzon. And he says that if you didn't do Tashlich the first day, you can do the second day, and really, you can do it all the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Because there's special Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim Aseret. There's Man Rotzon. But he says, that the kapeda to do it late in the day is only if you're doing it the first day. Why? Why? You want to hear why? What do you think? Because the Medrash that we just learned. When was Adam HaRishon forgiven? The last hour of the day. So, and that was on Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So if you're going to do it on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, so then do it at the time that Adam HaRishon was forgiven. Right? B'yom, the 12th hour, Yotzabat, B'dimus. That's when he was pardoned. If you're not doing it that day anyway, so it's no big deal to do it on that hour. But if you're doing it on the first day, so do it then. There's a whole discussion, you should look, he signs his name Yecheskel Kachlu. But his name wasn't Yecheskel Kachlu, Yosef Chai. There's a gematria, it's a whole discussion there in the Hakdama, why he signs his name Yecheskel Kachlu. And look, in Simon Kuf Nun Tes, he has a tshuva where he explains what's the inyan of doing a tashlich after Tfilas Mincha, and he says that Medrash, he's a Medrash Rabbah, I'm Rav Levi, that and the Medrash says exactly what happened the day that Adam HaRishon was created. The first hour Hashem fought to create him, the second hour Nisiyat Seis Malachei Hasharis, etc., and he sinned he was commanded not to eat the Eitz Hadas in the ninth hour, in the tenth hour he sinned, in the 11th hour he was judged, and in the 12th hour he was pardoned.
So all of his actions took an hour. He was judged for an hour, and he ate Zadash for an hour.
Well, maybe not that it ate for an hour, but that's when it happened. Because it happened first.
Hashem waited for the next hour to judge him.
Right. You know, it's hard to know exactly how these things work.
And the Gemunkach Rebbe on page 7 also quotes this minhag. So he says that by the B'nai Yisachar, they used to daven mincha, musaf, mincha, marv. In other words, they basically, it was a long davening. So they daven mincha, they daven musaf, then mincha. I don't know when they, when did they eat? He said they daven musaf, then mincha, and then marv for the next night. Because when they finished Tfilas Mincha, they had Kvart Seisa Chachavim. So there was no time to do Tashlich. Maybe after Shachris they ate something. So therefore, when did they say Tashlich? You know when they said it? No. That's what he says. Yom Yigibo Midos. Yeah, they did. So, in other words, what's the din? When do we say the Yigibo Midos and the Aseres Yimei Tshuva in the Slichas? It's what's the significance of the eighth day? We say what, the Monday or Thursday before Yom Kippur, because the Monday Thursday is Yimei Rachamim, and therefore, so the Monday or Thursday before Yom Kippur, that's when we say the Pizmon of Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim. Because what are the, you know, every day in Slichas we have a Pizmon. So there's one Pizmon that is revolves around the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim. So some have the minhag that they say Tashlich on the day of the Pizmon of what? Of the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim. And I'll show you an interesting idea. And then the Aris Devashi on page 8 and 9 also discusses saying Tashlif Beis Mincha. So let me show you a fascinating thing that Rav Shmelke Taubenfeld says over from Rav Shlomo Kluger. Okay? So look on page 10. It says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe le'emor daber b'nei Yisrael le'emor ish ish ki yeh tamei lenefesh v'derech rechocha lachem u'doroseichem l'asa Pesach Hashem. So this is the parsha of Pesach Sheni, right? So it says, "B'chodesh Hasheni b'arba osa yom ben arba'im yaso osa al matzos merim yichlu." Right. So that's the 14th day. Then you have another pasuk on page 11. "V'hi b'shana Hasheni b'chodesh Hasheni esrim b'chodesh nala ha'non me'al mishkan ha'edus." So he says, when did the Anan leave? On the 20th of year. What's the significance of the 20th of year? So Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Sefer Imre Shefer, that's the Sefer Chumash. Rav Shlomo Kluger wrote a Sefer Chumash, two volumes, called Imre Shefer. Then they're printing now this whole thing, Chochma Shlomo, like 50 volumes. I told you, every Sefer, I told you, when I first bought Rav Shlomo Kluger's Sefer, I brought brachos. I thought I had brachos. Then I came home, I saw it was only Parshas brachos. Then there's a separate volume for Noach, a second volume for Lech Lecha.
So I stopped buying it because I don't have room. I don't have room in the house for it. But in the library, they kept, you know, they have room. They have room for that. But so that's the Chochmah Shlomo. But the Imre Shefer is a volume, a two volume on the whole Torah. So he says a vort that whenever there's a Hashras Hashchina, like a Yontif or something like that, so it stays for 7 days. So he says that explains why. That explains why the by Pesach Sheni, when did the Anan leave? On the 20th. Because what? Because if the Yontif of Pesach Sheni was the 14th. So 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 20 was the seventh day. So that's not Lalom. But you see the concept that the Hashpa of the Yontif, it goes on for 7 days. And he says that's why some Mukubolim don't say Tachanon 7 days by Pesach Sheni. Because the Rachamim is still Psuchim, etc. So Rav Shmelka Taubenfeld, he writes, he says, "Hayom Yom Hashmina Tzeres Mitzuva Nikra Shalosh Esrei Midrash for Maschil Ha'ir or Yom Hakadosh." He says that the Hashpa of Yom Kippur starts when we say the Slichas of the Shalosh Esrei Midrash, because any Yontif that comes into the world, the Hashpa of the Yontif is for 7 days. Or, and he quotes, what's the source? He quotes a word from Rav Shlomo Kluger. That you see that by Pesach Sheni. Came to Gam Ken Yontif. Nimtza Oro Zayin Yonim. Lukach Kosva Torah Pib Pashona Hashenis Mechodesh Hasheni Vesri Mechodesh Nala Ha'anon. So he says that every Yontif has, right, we know in Hilchas Avelos that every Yontif counts for 7 days. Even if it's not 7 days. Like Rosh Hashanah, God forbid somebody dies before Rosh Hashanah, that Mizvatel Shiva, and then Rosh Hashanah itself counts for 7 days. Even though it's only a 1 day holiday, 2 day holiday. Same thing, Yom Kippur. So he says the Or of Rosh Hashanah comes, lasts for the first 7 days of Tishrei. And from day 8, is the beginning of Yom Kippur, so to speak. You know, Yom Kippur is day 10. But that's when we start saying the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. We say Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim in every Slicha. But the Pizmon, where we have the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, is only, you know, towards the end, the Monday, Thursday before the Yom Kippur. So that's like day 8. And that, so the Hashpah of Yom Kippur starts on day 8, and that lasts what? 7 days till. Still Sukkot, that's day 15, and then Sukkot is another 7 days. So that's the whole. So that's why the spread. So he says, "Yom Zeh Shal Shoshu Midut Hayeitzel Hadivrei Chaim Yom Misoros Gadol Mod Betfilu Tshuva." For the Divrei Chaim, that was a very special day because of Torah and Tefillah, because it was the Haschala of the Knesa of Yom Kippur. So now it makes sense that that should be. That the Bnei Yisachar, he would daven so long on Rosh Hashanah. There was no time to say Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah, so he didn't do it like others did it, like the Ben Ish Chai says to do it on the second day of this. He davke did it on the day of Slichas of the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. That's a couple of days before Yom Kippur, and now you can understand it better that it's the beginning of the Hashpa of Yom Kippur sets in, and then just like every Yontif, the Hashpa lasts 7 days. So what's the Hashpa of Yom Kippur last 7 days? Because it starts already on day 8, and then 7 days. And if you look in the Tashlich, we say the Mikael, the Psukim in Micha, page 16, and you see how the Psukim in Micha, Mikael Kamoch Nosi Avon Vesha, how those are connected to Yud Gimel Midas Rachman. You see, Mi is Hashem, Kel, Hashem, Kamoch, you see how it's brought down. Maybe the Arizal brings it down that that's connected the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. And you see, it's divided on page 16. One other idea about Tashlich is the pasuk in Mishle. There's a pasuk in Mishle Kemayim Ponim, Haponim Laponim, Kein Lev, Ha'adam La'adam. So, what does that mean? So, the Metzudas David says, Kemayim, Kemo Derech Hamayim Maras Haponim, Bedome Laponim, Am Statimba. You look in the water, you see your reflection, right? You look in, right, you can see yourself in the water. So, however you, if you're smiling, you look in the water, you'll see that you're smiling. If you're frowning, you'll see that you're frowning. So he says, the Sefer Pnei HaMayim says, that he quotes the that's the idea that, you know, the idea from the Baal Shem Tov, Hashem Tzilcha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us like a shade. You know, like if you're in a shade, so however you put your hand there, you'll see the shade on the ground of your hand, right? So the same thing with our relationship with God, that if we have in Mekarev Atzmo Hashem, if we're smiling towards God, we feel close to Him, He'll feel close to us. It's Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li, he quotes here in the Pnei HaMayim. And that's the yisod of the whole relationship. Whole relationship. And that's what the Arugah Sabosim writes on page 21. The Ava I Efsha Lios El Alder Kemayim Panim Laponim. In other words, real love of two people is when one person loves the other person will reciprocate. But if you don't love your wife, then it's not gonna be reciprocal. The love, your love, emanates to her and back to you, etc. That's Kemayim Panim Al Panim. Kein Lev Adam Al Adam. So that's what. Ava Yefsha Al Der Kemayim Panim Al Panim. Hashem Kein Zekshe Negdo Eilo Ava I Love. Mele Gam Ava Shalom Mispatelus. In other words, the love exudes from one into the other and back. Then he talks about Simchas Beis HaShoeva, etc. Okay, so that's another idea. So let's just review what we saw here today. We saw here today the discussion of, first we saw the Medrash. So when Adam HaRishon was born, right, the first hour Hashem was Olam Achshad, the whole thing. And then he was taken to Din, and then he was Yotzeh Bedimus. He was exonerated by the end of the day. So the Ben Ish Chai in the Torah Lishma says, where does it come from, this minhag, to say tashlich at the end of the day? From this medrash, because tashlich is we want the eighth ratzon, we want to be forgiven. So Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shav, and he says, and that's why dafka, if Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shav is dafka, you should say tashlich then. Because it's an eighth ratzon, ravin to ravin. But he says you only do it in that time, end of the day, if you're doing it the first day of Rosh Hashanah. If you're not doing it the first day of Rosh Hashanah, then there's no Indian dafka to do it late in the day. Because late in the day is if you're doing it on the first day, so Mela do it
do it late in the day. And then if you can't do it the first day, then you have the old Aser Shimei Tshuva. The Shai Yisachar, Milkat Rebbe says from the Yisachar that he didn't have to do it on Rosh Hashanah because he was too busy. He did it after the day of the Pizmon of the Yud Gimel Midas Rachmi. That's a special Pizmon. Because again, Yud Gimel Midas Rachmi we say every day of Slichas. But the one that the Pizmon is the Yud Gimel Midas Rachmi, that's the before Yom Kippur, like the Monday or Thursday before Yom Kippur. And that's when he Dafka did that. And then we said over from Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, whenever there's a Yontif that happens, the Hashpa of the Yontif lasts 7 days. Right, but that's why Shavuos, right, we have Yimei Tashluma in the last 7 days. And you see that from Pesach Sheni, because Nala Anan, when did the Anan, Nala Anan, is when? And that's how, so that's why there's be another explanation of Dafka saying the Tashlich on before Yom Kippur on that day. Because why? Because that's the beginning of the Hashpa of Yom Kippur. And then he explains the Shmokit Tabletel that the Hashpa of Rosh Hashanah is from the first day to the first 7 days. Then Yom Kippur already starts on day 8. That starts on day 8, but that Hashpa goes from 8 to 15, etc. That's the idea. And then we saw the idea of Kimayim Panim Uponim, that we want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, to show, to understand this idea that the relationship has to be reciprocal. Right? In other words, if you have a relation with a person and it's not reciprocal, like I love, show love to you and you show it back both ways, then it lasts. If it's not reciprocal, then it's not going to last. That's a big, big issue. You have to, each party has to feel that connection with the other party, and then the relationship lasts. And that's what that's the pasuk in Mishlei. And you see that from the water. That's why it's called Kamayim Panim Uponim. Because in the water, you see the reciprocity. Because you smile, you look back in the water, it smiles back at you. You know, that's the reciprocity between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And that's the Yisod over here. So that's the concept of saying the Slich and the Tashlich when? On that on the day of that the next Tashlich Shir will talk about the minhag of saying Tashlich after Yom Kippur. What's that minhag about? We'll talk about that, please, Hashem. Okay, so we'll start finish in a couple of minutes. And we'll have that. Okay.